commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The school year in the Wausau School District starts a week from today. Now, this may seem like a small change, but it's a big deal to hundreds of working families in the area, and it shows again that the school district is tone-deaf to the people they serve. The elementary school start time at 7 elementary schools is being moved back to 8:35 in the morning. Not a big deal? Well, most working parents have to be at their jobs at 8. So what are they supposed to do for those 35 minutes before the school day starts? The school district has already sent home a notice that kids should not arrive on the playground until 8:15. There'll be no adult supervision before then. Well, the Wausau School District is offering a solution. They say your daycare provider probably has a before-school program, so drop your kid off there, and they'll get your child to school. Now, some of these programs are actually run at the elementary schools through Wausau Child Care. Now, the daycare services are free to families that are on welfare. They're offered at reduced cost for lower-income households, but they're full cost for everyone else. So the change in the start of the school day will push new costs onto two of those three groups. Now, there is an obvious and simple solution here. It's to get the playground monitors at the schools out at the old time, 8 o'clock, instead of moving their start time back 15 minutes. Then the school board could tell parents that they've made a change, but it won't impact anyone's family budget. That is common sense. And there is a shortage of that with our Wausau school leaders. After all, this is the same group that brought up the needless Christmas concert controversy last year. This is just the latest case of the school district ignoring the basic expectations of working families. Just look at the school calendar, and you can see the challenges the Wausau Board of Ed serves up for parents who work. There is no school on Thursday, October 23rd, or on Friday, October 24th. The school is closed for professional development. So what do parents do on those days? Couldn't professional development be done during the summer or during scheduled vacation? After all, if a teacher leaves the school district, they still take the benefits of all of that training with them. It could be done on teachers' off time. School is also closed on Wednesday, November 26th. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Well, working people have the Thursday and Friday off, and now the parents have to scramble for that Wednesday also. There's more professional development on a Friday, April 25th, a regular working day for everyone else. And there are four marking and record-keeping days during the school year where kids are sent home at lunchtime because teachers can't fill out their report card and teach during the same day. It doesn't have to be this way. Under Act 10, school districts can dictate the work hours and work rules to their staffs. Teachers' unions can negotiate only over salary. These scheduling snafus that the Wausau School District forces on working families are that way because the school board allows it. Parents need to send a simple message. During the school year, when parents are at work, we expect our schools to be open.